This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Clap. All right, come on. Let's go, Jennifer. Clap, clap, clap. Victoria, clap, clap, clap. Kara, clap, clap.
I was told a long time ago to never clap on the radio because it's super annoying to the listener.
It is kind of annoying, but you know what?
All right, you know what is super annoying is the, I don't know if this is, should we call this annoying? By the way, hello. It's Monday, last day of July. How do you do? Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, here to beguile you with information, conversation. How many people here have ever belonged to a union? I think all of us have.
All of us,
at one
right?
Point in time, right? Kara, have you ever belonged to a union?
I have not.
No. Okay. So we've all belonged to broadcast unions or other related unions. Maybe have you had any experience with non-broadcast unions, Victoria?
Non-broadcast unions.
Yeah, that is if you work in some other job that requires you to belong to a union.
No.
It's not a broadcast job.
No.
Okay. Well, don't be... Why?
No, I'm trying to think. I didn't know what that meant. When you said non-broadcasting, I'm thinking like...
Yeah, the electrician's union or something like that.
Yes, I was an electrician, Doug.
Yes, I...
Well, before that, I was a plumber.
No, really.
It's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I've had 7 union cards in my life, and all of them created problems for me one way or another. This is a problem down in Mississippi where the United Auto Workers this week are trying to get a foothold at the Nissan plant. You know that most of our southern states have really large car, and most of them are foreign car operations, not a domestic car, the Nissan, BMW. I've seen any number. Toyota's got a plant down there. There are a dozen or so plants in various states. This one is in Canton, Mississippi, where workers were called off the floor on Friday to see slides and movies explaining what will happen, all the bad things that will happen, if they unionize. The reason these companies, whether they're foreign or domestic, want to build plants in the South is because they're right-to-work states. They are not states that require you to join a union, even if there is one there. But the reason that these places are built is because it's cheaper to hire non-union labor. Not because they get paid less per hour, but because the benefit packages are much different, the ones negotiated by the unions. So there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of misunderstanding, and so one of the union workers said in a quote in this story that I'm looking at, they're telling you you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that, you may go on strike, and you'll be replaced by a replacement worker. I'd be more concerned that if your job was dependent on being a union, this is what the unions are dealing with in any field, robotics. More and more robotics in the auto industry. That may be one of the places where it's most visible. There are only 6% of workers in Mississippi that belong to a union. And that's a different, the picture nationally. I remember when I was a kid, I can't tell you that I knew a lot of people who were doing important jobs that were manual labor jobs that didn't belong to a union. It's now down to about 10%, 11% of the population belongs to a union. I remember it being 20, 25, 30% of the country. But because, well, it depends on, I guess, your point of view. If you were in a labor union, you think that the owners of the plants or the companies took unfair advantage of you and they somehow or other screwed around with the unions. But the unions have screwed themselves not because of what they were doing for the employees, but because of their political involvement. Most of the unions are supportive of Democratic candidates. And when you go into these areas of Mississippi, Alabama, any of these areas, or a lot of areas that aren't in the South, the members of the unions resent the fact that their money is used to support candidates they don't like. And so, in no small way, in my opinion, that has affected the union membership. They don't want to put their dues into a kettle that goes to supporting political parties and ideas that they don't believe in. And one wonders when they're going to get smart enough to realize this, or do they not care? I guess that's the question. There are a lot of black employees in the Nissan plant, and they're the ones who want their... It's a very interesting reality. The Japanese are notoriously racist. Notorious. In their country, and apparently over here, and that's one of the problems that some of the black workers have, because of the way they've been treated by the management. But I thought most of the management of these companies now was pretty American. I mean, yeah, they have to report back to the company in Japan. But does anybody know anything more about the situations or what? We all have had union jobs, but we haven't been on a factory. So we don't know. I actually have. I worked in the General Motors plant in Framingham when I was a kid. And it was really very interesting. I couldn't tell you there were three black guys in the whole plant, frankly. And I don't know why I didn't. Actually, I've never thought about it until just now. How many were there that were... Most of the guys that were in that plant, there were 1,380 people that worked on that plant, and they were all guys that had their own garages, and they make more money, were more secure. So they all... It was a pretty amazing how many garages, gas stations, closed when the General Motors plant opened up. All in this whole, for a 40-mile radius all around here, gas stations closed up by the dozens. They all, those guys went to work at the GM plant. It was fascinating to watch, frankly. But I don't, now that I think about it, I don't remember three black guys in that plant. So is that something that, is this the subtle sign of racism? The blacks are not being treated well, so the unions go in and say, okay, we can make it better for you. I know that's kind of a sad commentary on the realities of the world, but does it work? The vote will be later this week to see. I'm not, as I say, I've had seven cards in my life, and I've never felt the union did anything for me that I couldn't do for myself. But because I don't work in a right to live, I mean, I don't live in a right to work state, I had to join every one
what's
of them.
When you're not in a right to work state, what are you in?
It means, well, you have to, if there is union, if you're, for example, I first encountered it when I was a teacher. Best answer can be in an example, Victoria. I was a teacher. United Teachers Association, I don't remember what it was, but whatever the name of the National Teachers Organization was, they negotiated the contract, and we all had to join, because we all got the benefits, therefore we were required to pay the dues. That was a state law. And I made so much noise about it that they elected me as the building rep, so I became a union rep. I could have said no, but I thought, oh, this is an interesting experience. Let me do it.
But if you're not in a union, see, like, I'm confused because in New York...
It doesn't make any difference. You still have to pay the dues,
right,
even if you don't join the union, because they have negotiated a contract that theoretically you would be better off with. If you didn't have the union to represent you, you wouldn't be making as much money or have the benefits.
Basically, if you want to be a teacher, you have to join the union. If you want to be named the profession, you have to join the union. There's actually a case going on in California right now with a teacher who, I can't remember her name, but she took it all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I believe they're looking at the case right now to see whether or not that's legal for people to require that you join a union when you go into a desired... I'm sorry.
It'll go to the Supreme Court.
It already is. I think they're looking at it now, yeah.
The state
or they're picking
Court
it up
the
in
feds?
The fall. No, the federal Supreme
it's gone
Court.
To Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of... and that's why the unions have lost their... That's another reason. It's too one way. And you can't just have... You got to have... If you have a free country, you got to have people with choices. So if people benefit and they don't belong to the union, you know, so what? That's their decision to make. I don't hold with a right to work state, but yet I live in the two states that are probably the strongest in those areas that there are in the country. 15 past the hour, the DJV show, Zip Recruiter. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Wow, look at all these companies that are using ZipRecruiter. Avidia, Dell, PayPal, Stanford University, Living Social, Allstate, IHOP, True Car, UPS, Toshiba. It goes on and on. The list of companies that are posting on ZipRecruiter, which is the fastest way to hire great people. And the jobs are posted free on these job boards that are all over the country. One click, one submission, and that's it. Your job is posted everywhere. So if you're looking for somebody who's career-oriented, they can fill the bill at your, whatever it is, whatever kind, doesn't make any difference what kind of company it is, you're going to find the job pool is there at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV? Because you'll be able to use it first time around free. And that's what makes this site a lock. Once you use it, see how simple it is, see how easy you can manage the candidates. They have a very, very, very positive and easy-to-use system. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you, is the way it's supposed to be, right? I'm going to do 800. Good, Doug. That's a bit like that's Pavlov's dog. Whenever I do, I'm always, okay, what's the 800 number? Nope, don't need an 800 number. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Better than any of the competitors, this is the cool company that you want to use to find your next good worker. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
All right, so Sean Spicer is going to transition into Dancing with the Stars. I think we alluded to this last week. Why in the world has he got some reputation for being a good soft shoe guy?
Well, I don't think he's addressed this, but Dancing with the Stars has apparently reached out to him.
Oh, they did? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he get a job? With all the interviews that he had last week?
I don't know. He met with, he was seen, very publicly seen meeting with a lot of different networks, so I'm not sure. Yeah.
Jon Stewart is going to perform his first recorded stand-up comedy special in more than 20 years for HBO. They haven't given it a name, a date, or a location yet, but his last special was called Jon Stewart Unleavened back in 1996. I think he's a funny guy.
His stand-up is very funny.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I actually thought, because he's so smart, he did a good job with that late, what was it called?
The Daily Show.
Daily Show. And the person that's doing it now, nobody watches it because he's a...
Yeah, the ratings are really down.
Nick. He's a nothing. All right, so what's up tonight? Kara, are you going to watch The Bachelorette tonight?
Actually, I probably won't. It's a live show, The Men Tell All, and I don't really care about it. So I might catch up again next week. What about you, Victoria?
You know, I have a friend coming over tonight, so our photographer for the wedding pictures, we're going to go all through that, so we probably will miss it. But it seems like it's a boring episode. It's the guys who've been kicked off. They come back and tell all the secrets.
I might watch 10 minutes of it and then decide it's boring, because it's the same thing for like 2 hours, just guys being angry at each other.
2 hours of that stuff?
Yep.
Yeah, it's
nonsense.
A lot.
21 after the hour, DJV time.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For New Music Monday on the DJV Experience. So let's experience three new songs. This is from Kesha called Learn to Let Go from her upcoming album Rainbow, due out next month. Actually, just a couple of weeks. So let's crank it up and see if we like it.
Dr. Luke, just to give some context.
Isn't this the one we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Dr. Luke was the producer. Wow, so much focus given to this crime wad. God, why? Let's move on. I think now that I learned that, I didn't...
I do love this song, though. I think it's a great song. It's been stuck in my head all weekend.
Well, I think that's the whole point of the album, is that she's letting go of the stuff in the past, and I don't think she really wants anything to do with that or to talk about. Like, this is her finally releasing music after not being able to for...
For years.
So...
All right, second new song for New Music Monday comes from Lee Rogers, called You're the Cream of the Crop, from the soundtrack to the movie Detroit.
A love like yours will come to me. A love so sweet.
It's a familiar sound, but a new song.
This is an old song, but the whole album, the whole soundtrack to Detroit, the movie, if you like this sound, it's a gem. The whole album is like this. It's so good.
Yeah.
I think this is from the 60s, late 60s, mid-60s.
Yeah.
Used to think you were me.
The movie Detroit is about music. Basic Motown. And the story is about music.
Yeah.
And another retelling of some of the same old stories.
It looks like it would be a difficult story to watch, but important.
It does. Yeah. All right, so this is from Detroit. You're the Cream of the Crop by Lee Rogers. Let's move into another one. This is hopefully the one I'm going to like the best. Ringo's got a new song called We're on the Road Again, from his new album, Give More Love. Paul McCartney's in this. Edgar Winter. Joe Walsh.
24 hours, gonna make it right.
Pink.
I think it's super cool that the Beatles' rhythm section is reunited.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney's playing bass with Ringo playing drums, which I think is super cool.
Yeah.
Ringo, on the Beatles channel on Sirius XM, Ringo recently said that of all the people he's ever played with, Paul McCartney's the best bass player. And he said that, you know, the drums and the bass in a band are, they have to go hand in hand. And
yeah,
he said he just loves playing with Paul McCartney on bass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Joe Walsh is apparently his brother-in-law. So
Ringo's
he's there
brother-in-law?
Offering. Yeah. I just learned that recently.
Really?
So Joe Walsh is married to Ringo's sister.
Huh.
Or something like that, but yeah. He said his brother-in-law is Joe Walsh, so he's on here too playing guitar. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it does. A little too guitar-y for me.
Oh, boy.
I don't like the guitar.
That's Joe Walsh. That's he's amazing. That's what he does.
I'm not a big guitar fan. In that, to the extent that it's apparent here. I'd rather hear from some of the other instrumentation. But it certainly sounds like Ringo, for sure. 28 past the hour, DJB show. We're on the road
again. This week in automotive news, we're in Geneva, Switzerland, test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. It comes with Race Start, also known as Launch Control, a full-size luxury sedan that goes 0 to 60 miles an hour in 3.4 seconds. No complicated setup needed to make it perform like a race car. Place the S63 model in Sports Mode Plus, put your foot on the brake, stomp on the gas, the engine and the onboard computer shoot you forward, always pinning me against the seat. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 34 after the hour, DJV time. It's Monday morning. How do you do? Victoria and Kara are here with me. If you would like to listen to any of the previous or current podcasts of the DJV show, and to have the new podcast automatically delivered to your smartphone, your tablet, or other wireless devices, go to blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. You can also get the podcasts from iTunes or everywhere podcasts are available. Just search for DJV show, all one word. That's DJV show, one word, all one word. If you want to listen to the previous or current podcasts of Your Hidden Power, other of the programs that we have, you just go to Blog Talk Radio and put in after your / the name of the hour or the part of the program that you want to listen to. Pretty simple. And if you want to listen while we're on the air, or you want to catch whatever has been going on that day, has this become confusing, Victoria? Or
I'm totally lost.
Are you really?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's what the problem with having so much stuff is it does, and this has been simplified from what it was before. So let me, the rule of thumb is to listen to the current podcasts of the DJV show, blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. You want to listen while we are on the air, you listen to TuneIn Radio, you take the, you listen to the whole program. The podcast is a portion of the program, but the whole program is on TuneIn Radio with Doug Steffen. Now is what you go to. Is that easier, better? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure. We'll talk about it later.
I'd like to get it all straight because everybody wants to know, well, not everybody, but a lot of people want to know what it is that, you know, you can get. This is the era of podcasts and listening when we're not necessarily on the air. They want to take, and it's really good because it shows that the frustration is I am driving to work and it takes me 40 minutes and I can just listen to you for 40 minutes, but I know you're on for hours and hours and hours, so when can I listen to the rest of the program? Can I listen on the way home? And the answer is yes, you can. All right? That's how you listen to the whole program, the TuneIn Radio. Doug Steffen now. All right. Hopefully that makes it. No, listen, I'll be the first to hear if that didn't make any sense. Food news. A beer that improves your gut health.
Dr. Jack would love that, right?
Oh, I love it, yes. A probiotic beer that boosts the immune system and improves your gut health. Because, as so many say who are in the know, you have no health, your immune system doesn't work, nothing works, if you don't have a good, strong gut. If your gut isn't working, nothing else will work well. So, apparently, the main ingredient in the beer, hops, kills probiotic bacteria. But a food researcher made the recipe happen after experimenting with different levels of hops and malt and alcohol and probiotics, put them all together. The final product contains lactobacillus they call it L26. It's a lactobacillus. And the beer has been described, ladies, as bubbly, slightly sweet, pale, and 3.5% alcohol. The beer is still unnamed. Researchers on the product are thrilled with how it has turned out. The project supervisor said the beer is simply a new vehicle for delivering probiotics. I put probiotics into my daily routine. I have some that I put into the smoothie, and some of it I put into, I just take capsules. And what about you? How do you get probiotics?
I take a probiotic in the morning and one at night, yeah. But it's probably not enough because I don't really eat dairy, so I don't eat any yogurt.
Yeah.
But a really good Greek yogurt, you know, that's not processed and non-GMO and all that stuff, that's a good source of the probiotics. Mm-hmm. I know people talk a lot about prebiotics. That sort of is confusing to me. I think that's the stuff that's in fermented foods, which I know is really healthy for you, but I don't like fermented foods.
Yeah, I do both. But you can take, I have a drink that's pre, and I also have a powder that's prebiotic. I bought a whole case of it, as a matter of fact. So there's prebiotic, there's probiotic, and there's antibiotic. If you take antibiotics, before you know if you're going on a course that includes antibiotics, take the prebiotic, and then after, or even while you're taking the antibiotics, use the probiotics. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
I always take probiotics while I'm taking antibiotics, because antibiotics kill everything, the good and the bad.
Yep.
So you want to replace it with the good.
Yep. Yep. Purdue
but this
Farms
is interesting, though, that going back to the story, the beer, that is interesting that they're able to do that, because beer is fermented, but I think it usually kills the bacteria in the process.
Right, fermentation kills the bacteria.
Yeah, so it's interesting that they've been able to inject some probiotics in that. That's great.
And to make it survive. Yeah.
Right, that's the
story. That's the headline.
Survival, that's totally
burying
right.
Burying the headline sometimes as I want to do.
You're really good at that. Skill set, Doug Steffen, bury the lead.
You're pretty pleased with yourself as you said that, right?
I only speak the truth.
Oh, yeah. All right. Purdue. Okay, let's see what the headline is here. Purdue Farms. They kill a lot of chickens. And they serve a lot of chicken. The changes that they announced last week will make life more humane. So before they kill the chicken, they're going to make its life better.
I think they're also going, this has been a big story over the weekend on social media. Mm-hmm. This is a smart move by Purdue. Apparently this came about because they bought Coleman Natural, which is an organic chicken company.
Yep.
And so they started looking at how Coleman handles their chickens and said, well, wait a second, you know, millennials especially have been pushing for more humane treatment of animals. And it's a big thing that a lot of companies are now noticing that millennial consumers these are things that, you know, we make these choices when we're trying to be conscious consumers. And so Purdue is smart to say, you know, we're going to take a look at how other organic chicken farms handle their stuff, and we're going to take some of those ideas and start using them.
Well, I don't know how much you want me to get down in the weeds here. I've told these stories on the air before, and I've said bluntly that if you ever knew how chicken was slaughtered, you'd never touch another piece of chicken in your life. The procedures for slaughtering chickens and turkeys basically involve a chainsaw and turning the chickens upside down. That's about it. So you can take it from there as to how it really has worked with these people who do it differently.
Purdue had said that what they do currently is they the chickens get essentially like stunned in a water bath, which sounds like waterboarding is horrible. So they're not going to do that anymore. They're going to gas the chickens. They said it's more humane. Yes.
Let's see. How do we want to do this? We want to gas them?
Well, it seems better than drowning them.
Yeah, it's just...
I know, it's awful.
Yeah, it really is.
But like back in the day, I mean, if you grew up on a family farm back in the day, like how did you kill a chicken?
You put a chicken on a piece of
Didn't you strangle it?
Platform. You can strangle it, but not a lot of times they didn't even bother with it. They just bring it out to the woodshed and put the neck on a block of whatever it is that you're using to cut the wood. Take an axe and whoomph, that's the end of it. And then they bleed out. They still run around for a while.
Oh, my God. Okay, I can't.
You've heard the story about what happens to the chicken with his head cut off?
Okay.
That's the story.
We've crossed over to where Victoria might throw up now, so we can't. Moving on. Anyway, I applaud Purdue. I don't buy Purdue chickens because the chicken feed is corn and soy, which is all genetically modified. However, if they can go more organic and more humane, I'm all for it. So,
all right. So, let's think about raw foods for a minute. There's a lot of controversy about raw food diets. There are people who say, yep, it's the best thing to get the raw food that hasn't been messed with into your body. And that used to be the case. Vegans are designed to, well, I don't know if it's vegan. Our bodies were designed because of what we came from to eat things raw. It wasn't until fire was discovered that things got cooked. But before that, if you wanted to live, you ate whatever was around, whether it was leaf, whether it was a veggie, whether it was some animal that you caught and did what we just described to, whatever it is. But now we are in a different world, different era, and the benefits of consuming diets that have fresh, uncooked vegetables and fruits and juices and nuts and seeds and sprouts and smoothies, all that stuff is cool, but because the quality of the food is in question now, it may not be so smart to eat things. I have railed against eating sushi ever since it was introduced. People say, oh, yum, it's great. It is horrible for you. The potential for what it will do to your gut is there's so much crap in there now. You don't know where it comes from. There are all kinds of things, the same sort of things that you find in pork, trichinella or trichinosis or whatever it is that comes.
Trichinosis, yeah, trichinosis. Comes from pork, yeah.
You get the same thing in salmon now and most fish that's farm grown. And so if you want to make sure that you're okay, choose your food wisely. I'm not suggesting that you don't eat carrots raw or vegetables, spinach, that kind of stuff. There are those who say you shouldn't eat any of it. It needs to be cooked because you can't trust the fact that it's been cleaned or not. Even if it's labeled organic, you don't really know. Although I don't think this year we've had as many problems as we have in the past with foods that are, lettuce that gets salmonella and spinach and things that don't get washed well and then they get packaged. And so that's a horse of a sort of different color. But man, there are so many different problems that can come about as a result of eating raw food, as much as if you could find really raw food. If you have your own garden, you're square. Or if you know where the farmer markets are and you know where the farms are, then you're square. But stuff that gets trucked all over the country, you're not square. You can, lettuce that's grown or any of the stuff that's grown in California gets shipped to New York or East Coast, wherever it goes. You don't know what's going on. You don't know whether that refrigerated truck has worked well. The best example I can come up with about refrigerated trucks and how reliable or unreliable they are is what happened to those people in the refrigerated truck in Texas last week.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, it's dicey at best. Dicey at best. So you make your own judgments for sure, but one of the things that's very important is to know where your food comes from. You hear that from me all the time on this program and that weekly show I do for farmers, the American Family Farmer. You just got to know where your food comes from. And otherwise, it's not to be trusted. Frankly, that's the way I look at it. All right, here's another item of interest. For those of you who are potato chip lovers, time to get your taste buds ready because the three finalist flavors competing for the $1 million as this year's Lay Do Us a Flavor contest continues. After crunching through some of the most inspirational flavors, Lay's is now turning it over to you, to all of America, to determine the winner. Listen to this.
After fans were asked to share the inspiration, memory, or special story behind their flavor ideas, the ones that led the pack are Lay's Kettle Cooked Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese by Lindsay Hoffman from Palm City, Florida, Lay's Wavy Fried Green Tomato submitted by Gregory Pope from Charlotte, North Carolina, and Lay's Crispy Taco submitted by Ellen Sarum from San Antonio, Texas. Frito-Lay's Sarah Guzman has more.
Each of this year's finalist flavors is a delicious expression of the dish and the story that inspired it. It will only take one bite to realize how similar these flavors are to the dishes themselves. We're looking forward to having America decide which one will come out on top. These new flavors can now be found at retail stores nationwide. Starting now through October 8th, Lay's fans can vote for their favorite finalist flavors once per day per platform on Lay's.com, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
For official rules, visit Lay's.com. Now you're in the know from Lay's.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of six or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
If you have heard about performance-enhancing vegetables with all this stuff we're talking about, raw and how safe it is, here's something I know you can count on, and that's Super Beets. Super Beets, circulation superfood. This is a process. Non-GMO beets are grown, harvested. They are cooked. They're cooked, 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 cooked. And then they're dried, special process for that. And then they're powdered and put into a canister and sent to you so that you have the cardiovascular power of this amazing cooked vegetable. This is important because if you want healthy blood flow, your body loses its efficiency a little as it gets older. Your arteries aren't quite as strong. They don't expand as well. So what happens with nitric oxide is it helps your arteries to open up so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. So if you want to do something really good for yourself right now, you'll call 800-655-4183 or you'll go to DougLikesBeets.com. Order your first jog of Super Beets. Get a 30-day supply free, free shipping, that kind of stuff. Super Beets, super good for your super body at DougLikesBeets.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, dance, Victoria.
Yeah.
You're a good dancer.
I think I could probably slow dance to this.
Really? Are you, Carrie,
like
a good dancer?
Right?
Yeah, it's like a waltz. Yeah. What about it, Victoria? Carrie, you a good dancer?
I could sway in place to this. Not the kind of music I normally dance to, but I could probably pull something
sway
off.
Sway in place. What music do you normally dance to?
Like 90s R&B.
Really? smooth socializer, eh? All right, well, this actually is music from The Princess Diaries, as that franchise expands, Victoria, yeah?
Yeah, well, this weekend actually marked the 16th anniversary of The Princess Diaries, which, of course, put Anne Hathaway on the map. It was her feature film debut, directed by Gary Marshall. She did the first two. There was a 2004 sequel. And apparently there's going to be a third one. Julie Andrews and Anne Hathaway have both said they would sign on for the third one. There is a project that is apparently very top secret right now, and they said they wanted to do it as a tribute to Gary Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure who would direct, but it would be interesting to see.
His sister's not directing anymore. Sure, her health's no good either.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see where they take the story, because it would have to be, you know, maybe Anne Hathaway is a mom now or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Is she? I forgot what her...
In real life, she is, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yep.
The baby bump. Da-da-da-da.
Right.
All right, so that's the news from what's coming. We'll talk about what's actually been in the theaters this past week and a couple of comments from various corners here as we continue on the DJV show.
When choosing a mortgage lender, a 2017 home loan study by Ally Bank found a majority of Americans cite interest rates and a reputation for excellent customer service and convenience as important. Home loan advisor Chris Maloney has some tips to make that happen.
First, you need to determine whether this home is going to be a short-term or a long-term residence.
This will determine if you should go for a fixed versus an adjustable rate mortgage.
If you're planning to move in the next 3 to 5 years, an adjustable rate mortgage might be better for you because it offers a lower rate and a lower payment for the first few years compared to a fixed rate mortgage.
How long you plan to own your home is also a big factor to decide if it's worth it to pay extra for points to lower your interest rate.
Paying points is a great way to reduce your interest rate and your monthly payments if you're planning on staying in the home for a long period of time. Make sure to compare the upfront cost of the points to the longer term benefit.
Some lenders, like Ally Home, offer a price match guarantee. If you find a better deal somewhere else, they'll match the interest rate and points when you provide an eligible competitive loan estimate. For more, go to ally.com. Ally Bank is an equal housing lender.
56 past the hour, DJV time. Did I say Chuckle wasn't here today? I think I said that. The movie that got the most focus, it seems, that Atomic Blonde, how'd that do in the ratings as far as box office totals? Victoria, over the weekend, Charlize Theron in a very... I saw the trailer and decided I didn't want to see it because it looked way too violent.
It's a departure for her, right? She doesn't normally
she was
do...
that Mad Max movie, was it, last year or the year before? I think Chucker referred to it as taking a paycheck because she gets 10, 12 million for doing these movies.
Yeah.
I was not impressed with the trailer at all. How did it do at the box office?
It came in fourth. It made 18 really? Million, 18 and a half million.
I actually thought it looked pretty interesting. That's one of the movies that for the summer I was thinking about going to.
Really?
I wonder how the critics, I mean, I don't know if a movie like that, because it's an action film, if it does well with the critics or not, because...
Yeah. I don't know. I find I don't care about it. I gauge it according to who's in it or what I see in the trailer, much as anything else. So what was number one? Did you go through the list, Victoria?
Number five was Spider-Man Homecoming. That made another $13.45 million. That's made $278 million so far on a $175 million budget. So that must be fun for the studio. Yeah. Atomic Blonde was fourth. That was the opening weekend. With $18.5 million. Girls Trip continues to do well. It added another $20 million this weekend. The
would
grand
you girls
total now,
see that, the two of you? Would you?
I would definitely see that, yeah. The grand total now is $65 million, and the budget was only $19 million. So that's like another Bad Moms kind of success story.
Yeah.
Number two was the Emoji Movie, which I literally know nothing about because I don't know children, but that made $25.6
million. This was one of those stupid video game movies or whatever, all the cell phone icons that we use,
It's like the Angry Bird movie. I can't believe that people go and see that
stuff. Yeah.
I know. And number one again was Dunkirk. That made another $28 million. That's grossed a total of $102 million now. Now, you never told us, Doug, about Harry Styles. How was he in the movie?
I'm not impressed by him one way or another. Sorry, you're doing it, please. I know he didn't do anything for me.
Well, that goes against what most of the other critics say, so I will agree with everyone else.
Of course you will. Good for you.
Thank you.
I did see that, and it was okay. It wasn't as violent as I thought, and it was a good story. And I did see Baby Driver, which was also a little too violent, but a pretty interesting story. 59 past the hour, DJ V time.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.